Welcome to Let's Talk About Tests Baby, a weekly podcast about software testing, QA processes, agile, and other general geekery. My name's Jem Hill, and I'll be your host. Hello listeners, welcome to this episode 39 of Let's Talk About Tests Baby. Before I go on to the main portion of the show, I want to mention a couple of things. So, first of all, I signed up to both the pre- and post-Test Bash meetups, so I will see everyone there who's going to be there. Come at me testing, folks. Number two, I'm going to bring my mic along to Test Bash, so I'm happy to do interviews, short Vox Pop-style segments. Come grab me if you want to be on the show at any point. I'm also talking to Mark Tomlinson, who's possibly talking about some joint recording thing with some other guys. Some of the podcasts, so exciting things will be happening. And finally, I got Selenium, both the web driver and the IDE set up, so I'm going to start playing around with that and get started on my 2016 goal of getting some automation sorted under my belt. I am armed with resources from Richard Bradshaw, and I'm ready to go, so I'm sure there'll be some episodes about that in the near future. And I think that's it. Oh, recording note. It's incredibly windy and rainy here, thanks to Storm Imogen. So, I don't know how much my mic's going to pick up, but if you do hear anything in the background, apologies. It's a bit Victorian-esque gothic novel here at the moment. And with that, let's start the show. At the moment at work, I am doing some brief preparation, because we have a couple of apprentice developers, and they're going to be shadowing each member of the QA team for a bit of time to find out more about the role, find more about how we use testing, and things like that. And it's kind of hard to know what to show them and how to make it as useful as possible for them. Like, I want to show them both, like, writing acceptance criteria and being involved in the planning stages, and I want to show them how I test things so they get the full sort of range of things that we do. And this will give them a nice overview of how we use Jira as well. But they're very new to all this stuff. This is their first experience in an agency. And so I want to make this as broadly useful for them as possible in case they go work at another agency after they're finished here. And so I want to show them how and why I do what I do, not just what I do and the tools that I use, because I want to contribute to their development as good developers and to give them an idea of QA and test beyond we break shit. Although I will also be, I also want to include how I apply my knowledge of the system to try and break stuff. So when I was sitting down and starting to put this plan together, just mentally, my first book of call was The Pathway for Non-Testers by Katrina Tester. And so my plan is to send that link to the department head in charge of the apprentices training, in case they want to learn more or read more around it. But my session will be fairly short, so I'm going to pick two or three things, depending on how it goes, to focus on specifically. The first thing I really want to talk about is how testing is a team responsibility, and there's a blog post that covers that. And our work is a team responsibility in that the devs own the automated checks that go through BHAP before work comes to me, and if the checks fail, they go back and fix them until it passes. It's not until it passes all of them that it comes to me. We also add providing acceptance checks as part of each story, where applicable, as a separate subtask. So it has to be done before the story can come to me for testing. So it's embedded in the system that we do this, and the devs own that. And the upside of that, from my point of view, is that outside of circumstances where there are things in the AC that the automated checks can't cover, whether it's because they're more visual or because they're quite complex or custom, chances are, when I reject a story, it's not because the AC hasn't been met, it's something around that. Which means we've covered the basics straight out the gate, we've got more time to spend on the other bits around that, which is quite good. And so I want to encourage that as much as possible. The next thing I'm going to use is a PDF that covers sourcing for test ideas, because where do you even start testing is a question that I've heard. The document is a list of things to consider when starting testing a feature and covers everything from the obvious, like the capabilities and purpose of the system, through to possibly the more obscure, which is domain knowledge, things you hear that have caused the devs issues. And that will also help explain why I'm involved in planning sessions and scrums that have no relevance to me. The first few scrums of a sprint, I don't have anything constructive to add, because more often than not, there's not anything for me to test. So I've got nothing on that project to do today, I've done nothing the day before, there's nothing blocking me because nothing's come to me. But as well as being there because I'm part of the team, and because it's useful for me to know when things might be coming to me, it's also useful for me to know what's been causing the developers' issues. If there's a piece of functionality that has really caused developers some grief, then I know that chances are that is a risky piece of work that I need to test thoroughly because it's caused some grief, whether it's integration or because it's such a custom piece of functionality. And so it's useful for me to be in that environment and figure out how the project's going and stuff like that. And that, and things that I've learned from planning sessions and talking to clients and stakeholders, is knowledge that helps me start testing, and people might not realise how important that sort of knowledge is and how it makes testing a lot easier, and it makes the kind of bugs that I report a lot better because I can both focus on the bits that are high risk, and also I can bring domain knowledge in and act sort of as a half proxy for a client and make sure that the bugs are relevant to the project and the context of the project. The last thing I want to talk to them about is testing in an agile environment. One of the blog posts on the pathway that discusses that also spends a lot of time framing testers and QA not as gatekeepers of quality, but members of the team that are being productive and helping everyone create the best product possible, because the whole point of Agile is to create a really good product to put in the hands of a client. There's also a lot of talk about teams being cross-functional in Agile. And so again, post talks briefly about how non-testing team members can contribute to testing. And it also talks about the Agile tester being someone who can help product owners and stakeholders finesse their requirements and state them adequately and wholly. And that's also another function that I fulfil. And that's why some developers will come to me and ask me questions like, if you were the client, would you expect this? Because I know I have that kind of context in my head. And it's a useful function to be aware of, because I want to give the apprentices a idea of testers outside of just creating and finding bugs, because I know that finding and reporting bugs is an important part of my role. I don't want it to be the only part of my role, because again, it's kind of linked in my head to what I said last week about finding my worth outside of finding bugs, and I also want to pass that on to these new developers. And that's my plan. I'm not sure if I'll get through all of it. It depends on how much discussion breaks out around these subjects. It might also be slightly overwhelming, maybe, because I'm just going to go, this is everything that I do. But I'm hoping it will mostly be useful, and I can go through it at a slower pace than I have done here, and I can go into more detail and less detail when needed, and I can demonstrate some stuff as well, because I'll make sure I've got a nice set of tasks that they can watch me do. And I've also got a nice set of resources that I can pass on to them if they really want to know more about all this kind of stuff. I've never done this kind of thing before. So I put together what I think is a decent enough introduction to testers and testing for people who aren't testers and presumably have no interest in becoming a tester. But if anyone else has done this kind of thing before, I'd be really interested in hearing how you went about doing this. Like, have I missed something? Have I gone too in-depth on some things or not on others? If any developers are listening, what would you find useful if you were in this position of being an apprentice and shadowing a QA test person? I don't know. And I don't think that they will know either, which is why I'm trying to provide some examples first. I'm going to run this by the head of department first anyway to see if he agrees with this being the way to go. I'm also going to talk to the other members of the QA team to see what their plans are. And if anything amazing or interesting comes out of it, I will update you, listeners. And I think this is a good place to end this week. All contact details, as always, are on letstalkabouttests.xyz. Contact me if you have any suggestions, advice, feedback, constructive criticism, if you're going to be at Test Bash and want to arrange a meetup, all on the website, as well as all the show notes, all the past episodes, everything else. I am going to go huddle in front of my fire now, and I will see you all next week. Bye!